So we got one more that I was thinking about. That was a coyote that I had. A lot of people around the country don't like coyotes. They're supposed to be bad. They kill everything. They kill the games. They kill cattle. They kill sheep, and they kill calves and all that sort of thing. But in all my years, in the over 80 years, I have never in all my life, and I had sheep running in the pasture through the trees when at the time when we had lots of coyotes, and I have never had a sheep or a lamb or a calf, anything like that, that I have ever killed one by a coyote. I've had others where they've killed by dogs. I like dogs too, but I've had some killed by dogs, but not by coyotes. And so I get into trouble with a lot of people that argue about this sort of thing. One time I was arguing with quite a few other people on the same thing against me, and when I was there, two friends of mine that used to live up at Alta, northeast there, it's up about right in the area where Bob and Gwen have bought land there. At that time, it was all covered with trees at that time. Now it's cleaned out and everything. But Ted and Bill Brown, the two brothers there, they had sheep right out in that area, out in the trees all the time. And so they came into the cafe one time when I was arguing about the coyotes. So I asked them that, what is your experience with coyotes, with your sheep back there? It was right where all the woods and everything like that. And so they thought, and they both said, well, we've never had any sheep or lambs ever killed by coyotes, but we've had a lot of them that have been killed by dogs. The dogs have got right into our corral where they've killed sheep and lambs there. So that's different than what a lot of people seem to think about it. But back in the years there, and many years back there when I had sheep and all that sort of thing, and we had quite a lot of coyotes around at that time, they hadn't ever used any poison like 1080 that they talked about that would kill everything that they used. It'd kill everything, even if they were, after they died, or if anything else that ate it, it would kill them too later on. But during those years, I bought sheep in 1933, I bought sheep, and I had sheep there in my pasture and the trees and everything. That's how they were all the time. And in all those years, until I sold the sheep in 1956, when I went over the hill in Wilson to teach over there, and I had to get rid of the sheep, so I sold at that time. But in all those years, from 1933 to 1956, when I went over there, I have never had a sheep or lamb killed by the coyotes. But anyway, at that time, we had some coyotes, and I knew out west of my place there, southwest of my place, I knew that there was a pair of coyotes there and had a den there. And I knew they were there, and I could have killed them, but I didn't. That is the pair. The pair, they would stay together. The they would take care of the pups until they grew and big enough to leave. They'd stay together. The female and the male would hang together on that, and the male would carry food for the female and for the pups. And I knew about the den. And then I came along one afternoon, and two men that I knew had found about the den, N.H. White and Eli Lewis, they'd found the den there, and they were digging it out. They had shot the pair there, the female and the male there. They'd killed them, and they had dug into the pups down there to where you could get to them, and they were killing them at that time. And I got there just as they pulled one little pup there. They didn't even have their eyes quite out of there, open yet. And they just pulled this one, and was gonna hit it over the head, kill it. And so I yelled at them and told them, I said, don't shoot that little pup. And they said, well, why not? And I said, well, I knew about this den for quite a while there. And I said, I've even put some food out for them there. And so I picked up the little pup, and then N.H. White, he said, well, he said, at least you ought to buy a box of White Owls of cigar there. And I said, well, when I get to town, I'll get some cigars if you want. So I took the pup with me, and a little bit of a feller there, and I had to took it home, and of course then had to feed it milk. It's just a little bit of a thing, and it was a little female. So I just put it right on the bed. That's where it slept, was right on the bed with me, and it had come up and it would pull on my hair and play with me at night, wanted to play with me and all that sort of thing. And it was just a little bit of a thing. And so, of course, it grew, kept right in the house, and it fed, stayed under the table, and I fed it when I was eating. I'd feed it along with the scraps and everything right in the under the table and right with me, and it followed me around, and just like a dog with me, it would do just like with any other dog or pup, anything. It liked, if I'd throw a ball, it liked to chase that, and then it would run around back and forth me to try to catch it, and then it would come over to me to the ball so I could throw it back for it, and it'd run way back and get it and come back and run back and forth and just play with it, and just like any other dog or pup would. And it followed around with me all the time, but it was afraid of strangers, and if a stranger would come around, it would run away and hide out or keep away, and it would wait until after it was gone, and till any stranger would be gone before it would come back again. Sometime it might be gone for all afternoon before it would come back again. But I had it for 3 years after that, and then in one fall after that, it disappeared, and I couldn't find it any place like that. And later on, I found that carcass where somebody had shot it, and where they had taken its hide off, I guess, to sell for the hide. But I found where it was dead and where it was killed. So that was the end of another pet that I've had.